Tariq, I'd like to now relate to this because
did you do a little Auld Lang Syne? Did you hear the Auld Lang Syne in the background when Brian was talking? It was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard that. I muted it.
It's good. No.
Yeah.
No, we know, but it was nice because it actually went with
this
old acquaintance be forgot. It's good.
I'd like to know why, as I hear this kind of conversation, I start to think this is the, not imaginary, but it is, in the subliminal effect over the population when they invent the printing press. It seems that nobody knows where it came from, but they all enjoy writing and publishing, and then they get into bureaucracies about it.
And
so
here's the best of
let's
it.
Go
here's
back
the best
to where Tariq said.
Wait one second. There's another point, a modality that you're missing. The best of all, Bob. This is exactly what you're... Now, wait, now. Trump alert. Everybody that doesn't like Donald J. Trump, go fuck yourself. Get out. Turn it off right now. You're not going to like... If you don't like Trump, you're not going to like this. You're not going to like... Canada, turn it off. It's over. Turn it off. It's not going to be good. All right. Now, here's what's really, really for real.
For Canada, yeah.
All the wordy... those that are going against it. The wordy words that apply, a lot of words have been said, seeing Brian obfuscated some of those, and we're mixing those different quadrants, trying to argue that something exists or doesn't exist that we don't know, and this nefarious somebody, all that kind of stuff, put it in a shoebox somewhere and bury it and put it in a peat bog and dig it up and put it in the tiny note and run it through Revelations and then the St. John and Paul and Peter and Silas and all the rest of them, bring them in on it too. I'll set all that aside. Here's what's happened. The very thing, let's say it like this. What if Donald J. Trump was so bright or collected or together that he capitalized on all those bonds that y'all talking about? And he put them all and dumped them on the market to such a level and degree that it destroyed the entire global bond market. That it took the Habsburg, the Turning Taxons, and every dime of that goddamn DeBeachy money and brought it back to the table instantly. What if he caused them all due and now made it, now listen to this, and fixed it in such a way that none of those bonds, all those bonds were not, they are, they're real, they're not, they're fixed, they're not, they're fictitious, they're not. Doesn't make any difference. Nobody really knows. Well, can you get a motherfucker to pay for them? If you got that, you got a good one. If you don't, you don't have a good one. What if he fixed it in such a way that now the entire world has one choice to bring all the money back to home in real money and buy U.S. bonds, which now allows him to reduce the U.S. interest rate. And Jay Powell's going to reduce them interest rates, so y'all going to find him in a very shallow grave. It won't be long. He'll be gone from that Federal Reserve position. You can believe that. You didn't know who his name was when we started this off. Well, he'll be a dim and faint memory in about 9 seconds. If he doesn't bring them interest rates 100 basis points. Try to go down 100 basis points to be able to pay the interest, the vigorous, that the U.S. owes on what they owe. Okay? Donald Trump's already spent $1 trillion. $1 trillion. People don't even know what that is, and he spent that in real money, whatever that means. We don't really know, but he has spent that. And yet, there's more money than there's ever been. Everybody's got accounts. Everybody's got money. Ain't nobody working. Everybody's got an iPhone, a car, and a pocketbook full of McDonald's vouchers where they can go eat for free. And they run around here just as happy as they get out of Fortnite and Angry Birds and run around here playing Tic Tacs and whatever they play. And they're running along there having the biggest time they could ever imagine. Ain't nobody hitting it with a stick or a stump. Now what's happening? All that money, fictitious or otherwise, just like Bob said, he listened to Bob. And Bob said, well, just there's no problem here. Just keep typing. Yeah, it all crashed. It all came back. All up, it's all down. Just keep typing. That's all you have to do. If it's fictitious, you didn't lose anything. If it's real, it didn't go anywhere. Come right back. You can make money fishing and catching with
we can fuck ourselves and charge ourselves a whorehouse fee. We can fuck ourselves all day. It's the most wonderful thing ever. Everybody nuts, ain't no mess, ain't no communicable diseases. If it is, you give it to yourself. You can't beat it with a stick. Now be sure and wear them condoms, but there's nothing worse than a used condominium. So now what Donald J. Trump, has done is
he never
the
used
perfect
it.
Cabal. It's the perfect cabal. Because now right. the Democrats, who's about to have a goddamn bust out, because at every level, they even magazines, impeach 45,
where's that bitch? He's the head of the banking committee that he's using to fund this country to such a level and degree off of her damn black ass. Sheila Thompson Lee or Sheila Jackson Lee. Off of their damn ass, he is using their pride and privilege of their position
to fund the United States of America based on this fictitious that we've pushed against at every level we can to destroy the world bond market, but to make it a point. Now, Robin's giggling her ass off, but she got out at the right time because this is the point. At some point, the sea, you can't take over the sea. At some point, it's more the sand. When there's more bonds than there are sands of grains of sand on the earth, you got an inflation problem. So what he's done is he destroyed the world economy. So the only economy working is the drop. That's locked down Bob Rowe. And so once the fiat money goes,
he's doing a drop for 30.
All this gonna work. The only thing that's gonna work, and he's gonna sell changes on them drops. And those that are participating are gonna do just fine. He has made it to where he is monetizing the very bonds that you can't seem to do. He is using them, and they are converting their money, real money, into U.S. bonds, which is balancing this mess, the biggest mess that's ever been. And now the problem is that there's too much money coming back home that was M2, that now for 15 or 20% you can pay your taxes on and bring back any amount you want to. Well, hell, the drug dealers is bringing it back $1 trillion at a time. They should tickle to death. They can't do it. You mean we can pay taxes on drug money and seizing it? And Donald Ray Trump says, well, that's kind of harsh. We don't know what that money was. Why are you talking bad? It was perfectly good bonds when they fund them. So why waste all that good bondage? We got bondage going on. Let's take advantage of the bondage. Some people pay extra at the whorehouse for that. Little S&M or BDOs or ABC or Booger Nags. There's all kinds of things you can do for great fun. It just depends on what's going on. You know, some people pay you money to whoop their ass. Just pay it and they just will sometimes. But anyhow, setting that aside.
Yeah, when did Trump figure this out? Did he figure it out in 2012, 2014, last year?
When you told him.
I told him.
You most certainly did. You did it on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You laid it out completely. And that's when it was bouncing back and forth. I did meet with Trump.
That's right.
He was watching when Obama blew it. And he said, that's ridiculous. Anybody that can make a deal can make a deal better than this. So here is the deal. And he capitalized on it very wonderfully and took this very thing that we've been arguing forever, saying that it ain't real and don't exist. He took that very same system and has balanced the U.S. economy with that very thing that we just got through saying is ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, and doesn't exist. That's how he did it.
Did anybody confront him about that at the summit meeting today?
Yeah, they sure did, and they buried him left and right. Well, he's a good friend, but I'm never speaking to him again. Well, he's got some problems. Do you know who he speaks with? He's got some real issues if you look pretty far in his past. Now, he didn't ever come to Mar-a-Lago.
Okay, is that Trump?
About him, but, oh, yeah. He was a nice guy, but he's dead now.
Yeah, Trump's really saying all that.
Yeah.
Trump says that. What you just said is Trump saying.
When you go against
his lines.
When you go against him, you fall. He's got Bob Addison.
Tariq, that's what I was saying about Trump. Anybody goes against Trump falls.
Bob. No, we said
yeah, really?
We said anything.
Yeah, everybody.
It's you, Bob. It's not Trump. It's you. He just follows you, so it applies.
Yeah,
to
anybody
well.
Goes against me, Tariq, you fall.
Bob has
so,
instructions.
Tariq says
Bob
here, Ion.
Bob has instructions on what to do and how to do. Bob has instructions. If he's disrespected, he has instructions of what to do, and then we'll see how it goes. Just saying.
Yes, I'll play that a little later. I'll play that a little later.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Tariq
nice.
Says to me, So this is the system and how it works. Since the bankruptcy from June 8, 1933, in the city of London, meaning city of London. Okay, Ian, would you add something about, I know you've talked about China coming in 33 and 34. What is Tariq talking about, and how does that relate to what you say about China, and then the Commonwealth of Virginia that the British still, the Queen still owns?
There was
a historical perspective on that.
There was no articles of bankruptcy. Tuppence were tuppence. They weren't in dollars. The fiat didn't work. That's when Albert was king. It didn't work.
Yeah, that would be 1905 or so.
Yeah.
No, Albert is Queen Victoria. So that's before. It's 1880s, 1890s. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
That's right.
And then what happened? How do you get up to 33? What happens in 33, 34 with Fort Knox?
Well, we don't know, because at that time the gross national product of the country was more than all of England, and so how could they file bankruptcy? If they did file bankruptcy, how could England absolve a debt bigger than they were?
Okay, so, Tariq, that may not be accurate what you're saying there. But let's ask Ion what happened involving China, or whatever you can say about it, in 33-34. Because there was a problem for the American economy at that point.
Yep, and it's the same problem that...
Well, what was the Geneva problem. Convention all about? What was the Geneva Convention?
Exactly. You're sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Ion. You want
exactly
to mute Tariq? Who's got the wind blowing?
That's Brian in his truck. He's in the truck. Brian's driving.
Are you sure? Did I fucking not mute him? No, I've muted Brian. He's muted. So, if Tariq, if it's your wind, could you mute? Oh, no, you're on my line. Can't mute. Okay. We're stuck with it if it's Tariq. Go ahead. So what happened in 33-34 if there was no bankruptcy? Why did China get their position of power?
No, that's not what we're answering. We're telling you the problem that was then is exactly the same problem that we're having right now. Only Trump is our new Hoover, and the Hoover days are going to be reconverted where we remonetize money. A dollar was very, very, very valuable during Hoover. During that administration, and now here, the flip side of that very same thing is that now dollar has no value. A hamburger costs $11 now, okay? Money has zero value, low value. Now, Hoover dollars was hard to get, so they would buy a lot. You could get I'd buy that for a dollar. The Hoover dollars, well, you could buy a bunch of stuff with a dollar then. Now you can't buy a change of nothing for a dollar. It's exactly reversed. And Hoover did it with the New Deal or the WPA or the something, something, something. They had a
beginning. Roosevelt did that, not Hoover, Roosevelt. All right, Hoover,
okay.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, he saved them all, that's all we know. Hoover days.
Okay. Well, why do you say Hoover and then bring in Roosevelt's actions? Did you screw up there?
Both apply. Both apply. Well, I'm trying to get sure you get your fireside chat. Because that's the new media ecology.
Okay.
Which is what Trump's using with Twitter.
Yeah, fireside chats by Roosevelt. Okay, so what are we doing today that's like that but
now,
upside
Trump,
down?
Trump, it's exactly upside down. Trump is trying to say money doesn't have to have value. Money doesn't have to have value. Just keep typing and everything will be fine. Because I'm smarter than you. I'm prettier than you. I have all my good faculties. You don't. And I've been friendly with
He's
you.
The chosen one.
Circumstances, I've been incredibly nice. I've been incredibly nice, and if you mess with me, I'll show you the hard side of me, but I'm going to go easy with you because I'm trying to work this out of this president thing. I'm trying to see how this goes. But I don't need this presidency. I can tear this bitch down and build it back any way I want to. I'm driving this. I'm driving this.
Ooh.
So you know.
Wow.
Just saying. I'm driving this. Don't worry about it. I run the standing army, so don't push too hard. Is all that. It's the point. It's the point. You see? And especially when you start the whole legislative branch. Oh, guess what? You ain't gonna believe it. Ruth Buzzy Ginsburg has now had private radiation chemotherapy for her pancreatic cancer, but she's not gonna have no more because they're gonna wait and see what the autopsy said, if it cured her or not.
You say they're going to see if the autopsy cured her. Is that what you're saying?
No, they're going to see if the autopsy shows that she was cured.
Cured her new pancreatic cancer. But she has no intention of retiring. No intention at all of retiring.
Okay, so how does the Commonwealth of Virginia fit into this issue in 34?
The bills, Victoria wanted the South to win. Okay?
Right.
And in doing that, it meant
yes.
The difference of how this went. And the virginal queen, or Virginia, that Commonwealth is held in state by her. And in that holding, those are real issues that have a drawdown capacity for natural resources.
Wow.
Well, that China owns the Sierra resources.
The white resources? What resources?
The Sierra wildernesses. The wilderness. The parks. The national parks.
Yeah. No, that's in the trust. Yeah, you own those, Bob. They sold those to you long ago with that fiat money they weren't going to pay on Tariq Gate.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so you got the Commonwealth of Virginia, you got China, and you're saying Trump bypassed all that historical stuff. So is the mountain...
No, he fixed it with their own
China.
Game. He fixed it with their own game. He fixed it with their own game. He beat
right, now is China, the government, which the mountain supports, what he did, the mountain in China, against the government. So the government of China is just flailing in the wind with their tariffs?
They're waiting on Trump.
Waiting on Trump to do what?
So I tell him what to do. They're playing chicken until he says, okay, now, Mr. Chicken, please cross the road. He told you in the tweet. Carolyn can read the tweet. We've had an arrangement. Okay, now, he gets a tweet. Everybody in America, get out of China. Get out of that car. Get out of that car. Don't go in that car. Get out of that car. Oh, wait, sorry, that's another thing. Get out there. Okay, then he turns around and he says, every business in China, get out now. Do not, under any circumstances, do business with anybody in China. Get out. Watch out for that light. And then you turn around again, and he told everybody, don't do any business with them. Don't do it. Get out. Find another way. If this will be over, he's saying, we're going to cut it off. We're going to cut it down. We're going to chop it down. We're going to chop it down. We're going to chop every tree down. We're going to chop every tree down. We're going to chop every tree down. So you better get all the things out from under the tree, because I'm going to chop them down. So that everybody moves everything out from under the tree. And they go, well, you know, those trees didn't do anything to us. Why do we need to cut all them trees down? They're perfectly good trees. They're growing right with it. Everybody moved everything out of the way. Why don't we just don't worry about them trees? It'll probably be all right. What do y'all think? Is that all right with y'all? Yeah, it's all right. Let's go. There it goes. You'll see.
Okay, so that's the government of China. And the mountain, they profit from Trump's actions. Correct?
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. Because now, you see, the tariffs are on the government of China business. the People's Republic of China who's getting taxed. The regular people of China are not taxed. That's why Jack Ma has brought the stock price way down on Alibaba, because they can do business without the tariffs.
Right. And I missed the word. The People's Republic of China are not, what, taxed? What did you say?
The People's Republic of China
are taxed.
As opposed
to the people of China?
The people of China are not.
But the people of China are not.
Right. Carolyn can buy a rug from somebody in China, and there won't be a tariff on it. But if the government handles the transaction, then there's a tariff.
So that's the battle in Hong Kong?
Oh, yes, it is very hot.
They're part of the meat.
And we can't lose. We cannot lose Hong Kong now. Just do whatever you want to do, but you can't lose Hong Kong. You got to have Hong Kong.